Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back again with you for another week. Lots of starry lines to talk about this week, Nolan and myself, from coast to coast, all across American National League. Interesting storylines coming out this week and stuff like that from Anthony Rendon and the Angels. Brandon Woodruff signing again, Boston Red Sox talk. Lots of teams with interesting storylines, to say the least, in the early going of spring training. So, and of course, the games do get going this weekend, so we're excited about that, as you should be as well. So, you know what? We'll talk about those things all through the show. Again, thanks for your sending your curtain call questions. Look forward to that segment of the show, as we always do. And we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So wherever you are out there listening in the world, we thank you so, so much for being a part of the show, part of the nation, and just enjoying it and getting up and getting after it and getting dirty every week with us here. And on your own as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan of this amazing game at all levels and every level. So thank you, and I hope you enjoy the show for sure tonight. So before we get going, we do want to give our shout out to the Rip Grip Pro team, Tress Sullivan, and the Rip Grip Pro hitting training aid that he has. You can check them out right on their website at ripgrippro.com. And as always, you can DM me directly to talk about it on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Be sure to follow us. Be sure to follow us on our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation to watch our videos. All our past ones and future ones. I don't go all the time, as you know, but I try to tell some great storylines along those avenues with that, with our videos, both in North America and abroad. If you got a great storyline about baseball or great product you want to share, get advertised out there, and that, that's what it's all about. You know what? We all do our part in this game, and we all love the game. And so why not share it and try to help each other out as much as we all can? So that's what it's all about, Dirtbags. And, you know, hopefully you had a dirty week wherever you are, whether you're up and playing at the high school level, tournament level, just getting ready to go with the season. That's what it's all about. It's exciting. I always say it's a great time of year. I love this time of year. It just, life's coming back. We have the four seasons still here in Canada, as you know, obviously, and stuff like that. So we're coming out of the snow and just starting to get that feel for it. So anyways, settle in, get that favorite chair, that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here to get after it.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome back to your bags. Nolan, where do you want to roll?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously over the past couple of weeks for the MLB players, but days for us as fans, we've seen all the jerseys and everything like that have come out, and we've heard the stories, and basically no one's really happy with it. Now, I know a lot of the guys that participated in the All-Star game from last year, they're saying, hey, you know what? These are good jerseys. Rob Manfred and those guys, they're all saying, yeah, there's been years of research that have been done into these jerseys. They're supposed to be lighter and better fabric and everything like that. I don't know, man. I mean, it's hilarious to me when you look at it. And Michael Chavis of the Seattle Mariners posts a picture on his Instagram story or whatever it was, and basically tags the Fanatics support team for it and saying, basically they screwed up my jersey. And the Fanatics support team just wrote back, oh, that's on us. DM us and we'll get you a new jersey sent over right away, thinking that he was just some Joe Blow average fan. Like, you know it's bad when the MLB players themselves are saying, hey, the jerseys are not good quality. They suck. And I mean, quite frankly, that was always probably the best part about baseball, was even if you're not like not even an average baseball fan, like, you know, the bare bones, bare minimum, essentially nothing, but you would still see people walking around downtown or wherever it would be. They'd be walking around somewhere and they'd have a baseball jersey on. And the baseball jerseys, man, growing up as a kid, and even the couple of jerseys that I've bought over the past couple of years, like since Nike took over, I loved them. I've always loved wearing the baseball jerseys, always loved the style, the color schemes, the whole nine yards, right? But when you get MLB players saying, hey, listen, the one thing that people usually do buy is our jerseys. Hey, maybe you as fans should not buy our jerseys because the quality of them sucks. Like, Nike and Fanatics, man, they got to do something about this. I don't know what it can be done in this short amount of time. Obviously, they'll have stock of old supplies and everything like that they can carry over. But if you're a fan out there looking to buy a jersey, I guess right now is not the time to buy a jersey.
Well, that's it. Somebody's dropped the ball in the short term. Let's be fair about this. In the short term, a lot of backlash about the whole situation, right? And that's on Nike. Because Nike, I think you said Nolan owns Fanatics. And so they're trying to tie it all together. MLB's in bed with them and stuff like that, as they should be and stuff like that. It's been great the last few years, like you said. I know reading the reports and hearing Rob Manfred talk about it, exactly right. Like you commented on, Nike did a lot of research on it. And they're trying to get something that's an active wear, takes away perspiration, takes away makes it cool when it needs to be cool, so on and so forth, right? But absolutely, I mean, it's definitely does not pass the eye test, I guess is the best way of putting it right now. And when your own players are not gravitating to it in masses, I think there's a problem there for sure. And I don't know, man, it's going to be interesting to see which way this goes. If they make a change, if they stay the course, I don't know. I mean, send in your thoughts on it for sure, Dirtbags. We'd love to get your thoughts on the early stages of this. Maybe you've bought one already and purchased one. Maybe it's a lot of fluff and a lot of unnecessary information. Maybe it's bang on. Maybe it's just like Nolan said. It's nothing that I'm not too sure that I'm going to go out and invest significant amounts of money in buying my favorite team or my favorite player's jersey.
Well, and we were just talking about it too there either last week or 2 weeks ago with the City Connect jerseys and everything like that. And this year there's 9 teams that have their City Connect jerseys coming out. What do you do in that situation? Like, because I know we both said like, okay, yeah, there's majority of the City Connect jerseys all look pretty good. There's a couple out there that we disagree on whether they look good or don't look good type of deal. But I mean, end of the day, when you have 9 new City Connect jerseys coming out that are replacing current existing jerseys that the fans are going to have to buy or should be wanting to buy, I guess is the better way of putting it. And when they're, I don't even know what type of quality this is, because like I'm just sitting there looking at it and they do not look like good jerseys at all. And I mean, you see everybody just more or less crucifying them up and down saying, hey, listen, like this looks cheap. This looks like it's just a jersey that you shouldn't be wearing on a day-by-day basis.
So let me ask you personally. Just looking at them, you didn't have any information through the internet, just looking at them, would you invest personally in a Cardinals jersey?
Not right now. No, because I saw like immediately when you see the guys' names on the back of their jerseys, like it just looks so off.
Little League?
Like honestly.
And I hate to even say that word or whatever in that.
No, but it's funny. It's funny because like you see guys, so let's just say like you have Christian Encarnacion Strand, for example. Right, massive last name, obviously. It's as far as I know, the longest last name in MLB history. I think he's got that record now, if I'm not mistaken. But like they have it like rounded around the numbers. So it's like, dude, you're basically just creating a full globe for that guy. Like you have a full-blown circle on his back around his number because that's how much it has to stretch. Or you have to just shrink the name to fit it all on there. It's like this just looks cheap as all hell.
Well, I think that's the point, right? Exactly right. When you purchase and invest in a major league, an actual major league jersey, in your mind somewhere, you're investing in something different than what you wear with your program. Your program tries to get as close as they can to professional attire, professional jerseys, but you still know there's a bit of a difference in it. And I think that's the biggest thing, isn't it? It does look like a warm-up, if you want to say a spring training jersey or whatever. It doesn't look like a day-to-day, 162 days a year jersey.
No, I can tell you this much. I'm not paying $200 for it. Like, I know that agree. For a fact.
I got to agree.
Like, it's not even a consideration right now. And, like, I genuinely hope something is done before the regular season starts. If they were to just wear these jerseys throughout spring training, hey, whatever, I don't think twice about it. They were just spring training jerseys. You move on. That's what they do every year. But like, if they continue this throughout the year, like I'm as a Cardinals fan, I'm not sitting there waiting for the City Connect jerseys to come out just so I can buy one. Like I can tell you that no shred of a doubt in my mind, I will wait until they come out with better jerseys in a couple years time or next year's time, whenever they end up coming out with better jerseys.
And again, change is always difficult, right? We as humans, we always have to adapt to change. There's no question about it. Some like it immediately, some don't like it immediately, and the majority are in the middle. So is that a situation where we just got to let this weekend unfold and the spring training games unfold and do our own self-evaluation of what we see, whether it's live from Florida, live from Arizona, or sitting here in Canada, or wherever you are out there listening and watching on MLB. And so do we just give it a few weeks to see and then maybe get some more feedback from the players?
I mean, sure, but to me, it's
just a
I don't care about the moisture wicking part of it at all. Like, I'm not out there working up a sweat in a baseball jersey. I'm just wearing a baseball jersey for the sake of wearing a baseball jersey. Like, when I'm not playing baseball, I'm saying. Like, when I'm wearing a jersey, I'm just sitting at home watching a game, right? I'm not working up a sweat like these guys are. I could really care less about the moisture wick, and I'm sure for them it's more beneficial as an MLB player. Obviously, you guys are working in it. You're sweating. You're doing the whole grind. But, like, I'm looking at the nameplate. I'm looking at the numbers on it. I'm looking at the stitching, the whole nine yards, right? That's the type of stuff that attracts a customer to whatever they're trying to purchase, right? They don't want to make it look like it's a cheap product, but that's unfortunately the way that it looks to me as the average consumer. Like, I'm just sitting there staring, and I'm like, guys, this looks like a $20 shirt from Costco, no offense, but it does to me. Like, it looks like a $20 shirt that I could buy and just stitch on myself.
So there's zero wow factor at this point in time for you.
Zero. Like, I'd need to see it in person when the Jays come up here for me to actually have some sort of proper opinion on it. Cause obviously I'm just sitting here staring at it through my phone or through the TV, whatever it is that I'm looking at it on, but I'm just sitting there looking and I'm like, there's nothing even remotely close to impressive about these.
Well, and quick before this segment's done or whatever and that, I mean, even though you're a Cardinals fan, first and foremost or whatever and that, you have Blue Jays jerseys. You wear those Blue Jays jerseys to games that you go to because you want to feel a part of the action.
Well, I have about 7 or 8 teams' jerseys, and I have no problem wearing any of those jerseys.
So it doesn't matter to you that you wear those jerseys in July or August when it's dog days of summer or whatever and that, and you're sweating during a game or whatever.
The only jersey that I won't wear in the dog days of summer is my Michael Jordan Chicago White Sox jersey from back in the day. That thing's just heavy. But, I mean, outside of that, like, I'm not sitting here looking to just get one of these jerseys for the sake of getting a jersey this year. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we going right now?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, a lot of controversy out in Anaheim this past week with comments made by Anthony Rendon. The crazy thing is, this is not the first time that a Los Angeles Angels player has said publicly, hey, listen, baseball is not my top priority. And this is the second player that's been paid an absolute buttload of money to be a Los Angeles Angel to say this. The other one, of course, being C.J. Wilson back in the day when he was the starting pitcher after he came over from Texas to the Angels. He said, hey, listen, my top priority is basically NASCAR and trying to get that up and running, and baseball is just my job. Now, Anthony Rendon, now at the time, C.J. Wilson, when I say $100 million, that seems like par for the course for every pitcher. But back in whatever it was, 2011, 2012, when he signed there, $100 million for a starting pitcher, man, that was a hell of a lot of money. A heck of a lot of money, man, back then. Like, you're thinking about it, right? Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera were the only $200 million men, or I guess A-Rod as well. But that was kind of like an albatross number that how dare someone even approach that type of money. Now, obviously, Rendon, he's owed, what, I think $114 million over the next 3 years or something like that. A little over 35, I know that, a year. But yeah, like, I'm looking at it, and he just said, basically just straight up front, hey, it's never been a top priority for me. This is a job. I do this to make a living. My faith, my family come first before this job. So if those things come before it, I'm leaving. And I mean, hey, I'm not going to sit here and say that your family and your faith shouldn't come before baseball. But at the same time, when you're getting paid $35 million a year, like, don't act like this is just, hey, your average 9-to-5 job. Like, I'm sitting there like, damn, dude, I love baseball. I wish that I had your skill level.
Well, that's what's gotten lost, I think, with these high salaries and stuff like that. Good for the writers in Anaheim to go ahead and ask him that day one of spring training for him or whatever and stuff like that. It's pretty abrupt to come in and get that right out of the gate at you, but you're talking about a guy that had a massive contract, has played less than 50% of the games, and then comes out and makes that comment or whatever. And we talk about culture all the time. You know that, Dirtbags. Culture is everything for us. So what does that do for the Anaheim Angels? What does that do for them when they all of a sudden see and hear that? And you have to know those players that have been there long enough with him are probably a little bit perturbed already with him. Probably sitting there and thinking, you know, is he really making an effort to get back on the field? And that had to happen before he even made these comments and stuff like that. So now he makes those comments. That's pretty tough to sit in a clubhouse beside that guy.
Well, the best part was the day before, too, when they asked Mike Trout about trades and everything like that. And he says, asking for a trade's taking the easy way out. I hear a comment like that from arguably what was supposed to be the second or third best player on the team at that time when he was signed. Because, I mean, that was just before Shohei had actually become the MVP caliber player that he is now.
I think he won the MVP of the World Series that year in 2019 when Nationals won and he came over, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's a hell of a player.
Oh, no, that's just it. But, yeah, I mean, his most memorable moment with the Angels is literally hitting a left-handed home run off of Brett Phillips. Like, that's the only thing that I can think of that Anthony Rendon has done that is of some sort of significance, and there's a lot of air quotations around significance, with the Angels. Like, he's had an albatross of a contract, absolutely, and the Angels, unfortunately, just have to eat it. But, I mean, that guy, for what they're paying him, right, he has done absolutely nothing to justify that. And, like, what he should have said, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to try and put words in his mouth, but he should have just said, hey, I'm trying to get healthy, and I'm trying to come back and have a good full season. And just left it at that. Not, hey, listen, my first priority is family and faith. And if that comes before baseball has to come before that, then I'm walking away from the sport.
Yeah, and I think we've evolved in this game that every team in the league understands family, understands faith, if that's what you have and stuff like that, for sure. I think that's a fair statement. And like you say, and you don't necessarily need to come out like that. You got Ron Washington stepping in. He's a lifer. He's a lifer. There's nobody that doesn't like Ron Washington in the game of baseball, I don't think. And all of a sudden, you got to deal with that right out of the gate. How's that conversation go between the two of you after that? Brand new manager. You know, you already know that Artie Moreno hasn't invested in the team significantly this offseason. Not that he hasn't in the past, but I'm brand new. I go back to my interview process. What are we going to do? What are we looking at? How are we doing this? And now all of a sudden you've got that type of stuff going on.
Well, and especially
that's a tough out of
and especially gate. Coming, especially since like Ron was an infield guy with the Braves, and you're looking at that infield. And I mean, obviously Ozzie Albies got injured last year, but three of the four of them, I think, all played over 155 games, if I'm not mistaken. Now I know Austin Riley and Matt Olson, I think they combined for almost every game last year. I think they only missed one apiece or something like that. I can't remember the exact numbers off of the top of my head, but like that's a huge contrast when you're going from, okay, your two corner guys that played either 100, well, I know they played over 160 games each.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden I got a guy who can barely even say that he, now I, like I said, it's not fair for me to say that he doesn't love baseball. I'm assuming he still loves baseball, but just reading the context of what he said, it puts a bad picture in my mouth. And then obviously you got Nolan Schaun all over at first base, who, I mean, he's still a rookie and he was just a draft pick last year. Like, you got two totally different aspects of the infield compared to what you just came from in Atlanta. And like you said, Wash is a lifer. So it's like, man, I'm coming into this team expecting one thing, and now all of a sudden spring training drops and I'm getting completely different, like, ideas from what the upper management was trying to preach to me when I was being hired on as head coach or manager, sorry, for the Angels.
I have to believe that for sure. I mean, you know, you heard him say it's a job several times in that interview and stuff like that. Obviously everybody in the world knows it's your job, but like you said, is there any passion in there? Is there any desire to wake up in the morning and do it? Or is it just a job? Because all of us out there in the working world or whatever, and that, we know that you don't get too excited about waking up to do your job every day or whatever. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to think if I had $200+ million over my contract for a limited time of my life, I'd be darn well motivated and passionate and loving the game. Sure, there'd be days I'd be off. There's no question. But that's what your teammates pick you up and help you out with. That's what your management, your ownership does. To just say it so lackluster like that is it was just devastating. For me, it was devastating. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, we go over to the Boston Red Sox now or whatever. You're getting kind of the same type of thing out of there. It's different because now you got Rafael Devers saying it yesterday or today. Kenley Jansen making the comment, what is going on with management? They're calling out management to see that. Now, I just want to piggyback before you jump in. I do see where they spoke with, Brian Bello. And it looks like maybe Tristan Cassis too. So there has been conversations with their good young, or what they perceive as good young players, to talk about extensions. So maybe that's the avenue they're going. But still, I to have those comments, there hasn't been any dialogue had with those players, I have to believe, right? Or they would say, hey, relax, relax. We're trying to invest in our young guys. We're trying to lock them up so we're in a good position to go out and get the right type of free agents when that time comes.
Well, and especially with a guy like Devers, right? You just signed him to the massive contract there last year, and obviously he's your main focal point for the offense. He's the driving force behind the whole thing. And Kenley Jansen, he signed the 2-year, what was it, I think $38 million or $36 million contract there last winter. And he basically said year one was supposed to be build up year, and year two was supposed to be an all in type of year. And apparently both of them just said, like, hey, listen, upper management, they know what we need. They know we need the roster improvements. Obviously there's some guys out there like Jordan Montgomery. I mean, he was a guy that was heavily tied to Boston early in the off season. And obviously he's still available. Blake Snell, I mean, by all accounts, it sounds like he's still got an offer on the table from the Yankees, and the Yankees have discussed, the possibility about signing him, and obviously adding some additional pitching is kind of what the Yankees have said up to this point. Now, I don't know which way they go, but I mean, like, I'm looking at it, right? And obviously Boston has some outfielders that are currently in place, but if they wanted to, man, obviously Cody Bellinger's still out there. Like, Cody Bellinger is still a get for all 30 teams. Now, I don't know how many of those teams can actually operate in the realm of possibility for a Cody Bellinger contract. But right now, I mean, if I'm Cody Bellinger, heck, I'm just wanting to sign a 1-year deal just to at least get out on the field with a team.
Well, I want to talk about that too, because you got those horses in the Boris stable, right? And I think this year, I think Boris has bitten off more than he's going to chew. He's going to get them all signed. There's no question about that. But I think he just overvalued them based on especially Blake Snell and Chapman to a degree or whatever, and Bellinger for sure, in the fact that they've had some volatility in their careers the last few years too, right? So when you're talking about $200 million plus, yes, your potential is there, but potential, as we know, isn't guaranteed.
Yeah, like, I mean, we said it earlier in the offseason too. Like, I'm not going out there and signing Blake Snell to a $200 million contract. I'm not signing Cody Bellinger to a $200 million contract. Like, no disrespect to them. Yes, obviously, they've won an MVP and a couple of Cy Youngs between the two of them. But there's not a hope in hell that those guys are guys that I'm willing to bet my franchise on.
And I think Boris, with the years of agencies that he's had, that he's working that angle now. He's trying to work teams against each other like he always has, and it's just not working yet. I'm not even so sure the Yankees are there. They're at $307 million that came out this week on the tax. So everything they do is 110%. So they give him $200 million. Let's say it's $40 million for this year. That's $80 million that they got to pay, or $85. Like that, they're not in a position to do that. Yes, or the Yankees. Yes, they could, I guess, but no, there's not a chance they're doing that for a volatile potential player. That's and the other teams just aren't in that market at all. Dodgers have done what they needed to do or whatever, and that they're not going to rock that boat. They're not going to bring in those players to have to deal with that situation. I think Boris has got some work to do over the next month and a half, and it might even lead into April. I don't know, but I think he's trying to work the angles, and so far it's not working for him. And you know, it's tough. Those players got to step up and take ownership. I want to keep talking about this after the break, Dirtbags, so we'll be right back.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM SkillsBuild is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM SkillsBuild also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. We were talking about Scott Boras and his crew that's left unsigned at this point in time. When does the time come, Nolan, that, and I know there's been a lot of questions in this, so it is a curtain call section of it, Dirtbag. So when does the time come that a player finally steps in and says, man, I want to be involved in this game. I want to be involved with a team. And I got to set aside some money at the end of the day, because no matter what I sign, it's a staggering amount of money, whether it's 1 year to 10 years or anywhere in between. So when do these players finally go to Scott and say, wait a minute, this is my life. This is my career. You can go right back to the Anthony Rendon and go, hey, I've got a family to look after. I've got my future to think about. Yes, I know it's worked in the past, but it's not looking good right now. So maybe we overvalued ourselves.
Yeah, and I mean, so here's the thing, right? Rob Manfred was saying this last week, and Justin Turner apparently even piggybacked off of that and said more or less exactly what Rob Manfred said, basically along the lines of, hey, listen, if we can, let's get a two-week just all-out mania of signing period right around kind of like when the winter meetings start up until basically Christmas, somewhere in that range.
Well, just and like not, you said about NBA and NHL.
Oh, and NFL.
Just hammer like
they
that.
All do it.
Yep.
They all do it except for baseball. Baseball, it's just, okay, 5 days after the World Series ends, free agency opens up, and you can kind of just go all the way throughout. And then, yeah, hey, next year rolls around, and all of a sudden I don't have to pay the luxury, the compensatory picks and everything like that for signing a free agent of the type A variety. So, I mean, like, I'm just looking at it from that type of standpoint where it's like, absolutely, like a 2 week, 3 week thing would be fantastic for the game. Like, and Scott was 100% against that. He's saying, oh, well, that's the deathbed to free agency and all these players that have earned all their contracts and everything. Well, Scott, you got four of the best still out there in free agency and they haven't signed. So, I mean, at a certain point, you should realistically, I mean, you hear guys talking about it all the time. Basically come like middle of January, they're starting to panic, wondering like, holy crap, why am I not signed yet? Like my numbers are there. What's going on here? So, I mean, realistically, like if I'm a player and I'm not signed by probably January the 15th, about a month before catcher's pitchers report, I'm getting on the phone myself and almost trying to do the contract negotiations. Because obviously your agent's not doing what he should be doing and trying to say, hey, listen, you guys need my client and this is kind of the offer that we're looking for. What are you guys trying to do?
Well, Tom Ricketts kind of went that way with him this week or whatever, with talking about the Cubs and why they hadn't signed him yet and stuff like that. And, you know, Boras came back with him and that, and it was very, as nice as you could get between owners and an agent and stuff like that. But the point was exactly right. I think, you know, Boras was the first one to start that type of a plan and, you know, wait longer, drum up more money. And it worked forever. It worked forever. I mean, Bryce Harper 2 years ago, even stuff like that, right?
Yep.
It worked. I think the times are changing, though, and I think good on ownership or whatever and that to have some restraint, because that's in every professional sport. That's why agents got away with it forever and that. Doesn't matter what the collective bargaining was or whatever and that. General managers, owners fall in love with players and stuff like that, and they would just back up the Brink truck. And so now it's not happening. You're just not seeing and stuff like that. Hey, we saw astronomical signings this year and stuff like that. It's not like we haven't seen them, but your Cardinals went out, hammered three right out of the gate, first week of November. Well, within the first 2 weeks. Dodgers.
Before American Thanksgiving, but yeah.
Dodgers and everybody that was in on those two players, and we all know who they are, were focused on it. So, you know, yes, the industry sat back and let it evolve. But that was the 1st of December and January, well, end of December, whatever, for Yamamoto. We're a month and a half. We're a month and three quarters in now or whatever and that, and there's not a lot of traction going on. They've just settled in, and like we've talked about several times over the last couple of weeks or whatever, they're signing guys that are way down the list, not even almost in the mid-tier. They're way down. And obviously the TV contracts, they've been a disaster for it, making it real tough on teams. But there is certainly teams that going, hey, you know what? What you're asking for, I don't see the value in it. I don't see the ROI, return on investment. And they're just not, they're not making it. So good on them. There's no question about it. Having said that, let's move on. Brandon Woodruff ends up signing back with the Brewers. And it was quiet. I mean, good for the Brewers. They got a deal where, you know, low numbers this year because they know he's not going to pitch or whatever and that and come back next year. What's your thoughts on that? Is he just really loving Milwaukee? Or there had to be other teams. Talk to him.
Yeah, I don't know what the final numbers were or anything like that. Obviously, this year will just be a league minimum type of payment for him. Just so then that way he's on the books and he can do all his rehab and everything like that. He'll be out for the year with shoulder surgery, barring some sort of miracle where he's back come September or even October if the Brewers make it into the playoffs this year. No, I think realistically it's just a comfort level thing. I think Brandon Woodruff was and his family are obviously comfortable in Milwaukee. He's played seven seasons there. Obviously, this year won't count for a year that he's playing in. But, I mean, technically, by the time the contract's up, he'll be 9 years in Milwaukee. I mean, he's had fantastic success there. Obviously, he likes the team. They got some good young prospects that are coming up. I think for him, it was just probably just one of those things where, hey, listen, I'm comfortable where I am right now. I know the team's competitive as is. The Central's winnable division. I can take a year and watch all these guys develop. I can talk to some of the younger pitchers, teach them the ways of being a Milwaukee Brewer and being a professional.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a very interesting that there wasn't a whole lot more on that, and he just signed. And you know what? Good for him. Good for the Brewers and stuff like that. I have no problem with him coming back full strength and getting at it. There's no question. I love that guy for sure. Let's jump over to the Blue Jays. Same type of turmoil or whatever. A very big year unfolding for them. Lots of talk from Dunedin so far or whatever. Bo Bichette is certainly working on becoming more of a vocal leader. Kevin Gausman jumped in a little bit with it and stuff like that. And what we're talking about, Dirtbags, is they're making comments that, you know, we need to be more accountable. We need to get after it a lot more. And I'm just going to talk quickly or whatever in that. We talk about culture again. And for me, it was great when they were young, Bo and Vladdy and Craig or Kevin Biggio at the time or whatever came up, Jansen, their catcher, some of the young pitchers and stuff like that. But when I look at Vladdy Guerrero, he's still got his interpreter out there speaking. And I'm all for that. There's no problem with that early on and seeing that as a young guy, not getting into a corner from a broadcaster or a newspaper reporter. Thank you. Have that. But I still see him doing that today. He knows English. He just trained in Florida all year. They're promoting. He had to have been speaking English. He couldn't have been just speaking Spanish the whole time or whatever and stuff like that. And I get what we're trying to do with the environment and the industry and stuff like that. So absolutely. If you're Japanese, speak some Japanese. If you're Asian, you speak your native tongue. Central America, speak your native tongue or whatever and that. But at some point, you want $400 million. You want $450 million, Vlad. You got to step up and be an all-around person or whatever. They're also talking about it this year or whatever and that. Oh, yeah, he's going to be right back to 2021. Well, you know what? In 2020, he came in out of condition, out of shape. He saw it. He built himself into number two in the MVP behind Shohei Ohtani in 2021. 2022, 2023, numbers fell right off the map. Oh, all of a sudden conditioning, some injuries, some of this and that. No way, man. So back to Bo's thing, accountability. Accountability. And you can't put a value on that, I don't think, Nolan, how important accountability is. But unless you're going to do it, you are not a championship team.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you look at their years prior, where they had those good veteran leaders in the clubhouse and stuff like that. Now this year, obviously, they go out and they sign Justin Turner. Obviously, you still have George Springer. Now there's some carryover guys that are a bit longer in the tooth, like you said, of Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, that are supposed to be taking over that leadership role, but they're both, what, I think 25 years old or 26 years old, still young enough kids that they're not those veteran guys that you want leading a clubhouse. So, I mean, I'm just looking at the overall state of the Jays. It's not a good team. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They're third or fourth best. I've said that pretty much all offseason in the AL East. They're not a team that should even be remotely close to considered a playoff caliber team as is right now outside of their pitching staff. Their pitching staff's fantastic. So, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Accountability is a fantastic thing. But you got to be able to have a veteran that comes in there and holds you guys accountable.
Who are we and what are we? Ricky Bobby's dad in Talladega Nights said, if you ain't first, you're last. And that's the truth. Whether you like that or not, you love it, that's the truth. You don't go back and sit there. Nobody ever asked the question, oh, who finished second when whoever won the World Series? No matter how far back you go, it's who won the World Series. That's how you're remembered. And it's tough to get there. But if you don't have that mindset, you don't have that accountability, you don't have that leadership and just desire, you're never getting there. And nobody's going to remember you. He's going to be up for a contract, Vladdy, for example, in 2 years. Again, he's wanting $450,000. You better get after that, dog. You better really get after that. Because if you haven't been paying attention to what we were just talking about and what's going on in the industry this year, they'll give you the money if you're a big dog and you can do it. If you're not a big dog, you're not getting the money. You're not getting the money. And that team, I think ownership's got to change a bit. Management's got to change a little bit. And they got to identify who we are and what we are. Is that a fair statement?
Yep.
And I'm not so sure if they're doing a bit of that and throwing your buddy, Mr. Schneider, under the bus a little bit without really coming out and verbally saying it. Because they're talking about, you know, how last season ended and stuff like that. That should have been done in the offseason. They should have had that hammered out and just come out onto that field and said, okay, we got one mindset.
Yeah, Whit Merrifield made that pretty apparent when he didn't re-sign with them and had no interest in re-signing with them. Right? It was black and white. Hey, listen, John screwed us.
And where did he sign this week?
Philly.
Why?
Because Dombrowski actually knows how to own a team or, well, run a team.
And blue-collared town. They want blue-collar players.
And Robbie Thompson also is a fantastic manager.
Roll up your sleeves. You're with dirtbags. You are with dirtbags on the field, in the stands. We saw it last year. The Trey Turner effect. You know what? They could have ran him right out of town. Instead, they tried something completely different.
Booed him for 2 months and then gave him the standing O, and he finally broke out and everybody was loving life, man. Earned his contract last year.
16 bombs after, I think, August 5th. 300 and change. One of the top players in baseball. Yeah, he had it in him or whatever and that. They could have crucified him, but they got down to business and they got there. Now, that's a bit of the Bryce Harper effect as well going there. But exactly right. Whit Merrifield didn't back down. He knew he was walking. And I got to believe it obviously wasn't just because they bowed out to the Minnesota Twins and didn't get one win in that series. It was a lot before that, too. He saw trouble. And so that's it, dirtbags. It's a culture. You have to build your culture. If you're out there starting your season right now, figure that out. Make sure it's clear. It shouldn't be started right now, but if you haven't got a real good culture, you need to do it. And if you have a great culture, you know exactly what we're talking about. Because it is everything. And sometimes you make enemies along the way. Not because you want to, just sometimes that happens. But you find out who is really in on this game, who is really in on your team, on your program, on your club, on your organization, and who isn't. And you got to cut bait, as they say, when you're not. It's that simple, dirtbags. So much more to talk about, but unfortunately, we just don't have time in this episode, but we hope you enjoyed it for sure, and we're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought, obviously me and Kirk have different opinions on this one for this week, but I want to talk about Trevor Bauer, obviously making a lot of noise over the past couple of weeks about his desire to become a MLB pitcher again. Obviously saying, hey, listen, I'll play for league minimum. Jonathan Papelbon hops on his back and says, hey, listen, I'll pay for his salary, and then you guys pay for my salary if everything works out. Obviously, he said it's all incentivized. I mean, everything came out last year. Everything got dropped, basically, out of court. All the things were waived. Hey, Trevor Bauer, as far as I'm concerned, is innocent of what he did. I don't know if I'll get backlash for saying that or not, but, I mean, by all accounts and all the pictures and everything like that, it seems like this girl just absolutely ruined his life. Now, that being said, obviously Trevor Bauer has his own issues inside of the industry with some of the antics that he does. But in terms of him being a fantastic pitcher, I don't think there's any debate in that, man. That guy is a fantastic pitcher. He can make any team better. And if you're telling me that he can't be signed for league minimum wherever you go, backlash or not, you're going to get a guy that's going to freaking dominate up there on the mound. So if I'm an MLB team, literally just sign the dude. Like, it's a no-brainer. Incentivize the deal like he said. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but you're on the hook for league minimum. What can it hurt?
I know we have all ages listening to the show and stuff like that, so I'd love to have your thoughts. I'd love to see whether it's a younger generation like Nolan out there that agrees with him, to my generation that kind of a little bit of old school still in it or whatever, and that looks at maybe a little bigger picture, the fans and into that as well on both sides of it or whatever. That, but send in your thoughts on that. I'd love to have it and stuff like that. I'd just really be interested in it for sure. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. Again, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you wherever you are out there in the world listening to us, man. Hopefully you're having fantastic weeks, fantastic on-field experiences. If you're playing already as a player, a parent, a coach, if you're not, make the adjustment and get it fixed up, because this is baseball, baby. This is spring training. The season's around the corner. Fantasy leagues are going to be starting up if they haven't already started being picked. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be a baseball fan. and just embrace every day that we're fortunate enough to be a part of this game in any way, shape, or form. So unfortunately, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.